Welcome back to the Glow Home. This is our bonus episode, what we like to call our hot take.
Hot take.
I don't know if you've actually gotten a chance to listen to any bonuses, but so far they've been actually quite
negative.
We're going in a more positive route today. We lost one of ourselves, to be fair.
No, we weren't. We talked about, we obviously haven't listened, have you? Scarlet for you.
I haven't. I was like, oh, Jen, what about guys listening?
Yeah, you've got enough to be doing. Two more kids coming. You're going to have five. Don't have time.
We talked about like the real influencer. You know, and
that person who like is like, I'm going to tell you what it's really like. And I'm like, no, you're just going against everyone. Anyway, we're giving out about influencers.
And then I'm interested.
Great.
Have you seen a dickfluencer?
A dickfluencer? Do you know what a dickfluencer is?
No, but I'd like to see it. I bet it's not what I think it is, is it?
Yeah.
It's basically male influencers who make sure in their content you can see their dick, their outline of their penis.
That's not true.
I'll show it to you after this.
So Maeve,
well, not for me.
Maeve was on. Maeve was on last week, and basically, it's quite prevalent in the fitness world. So, like, there's these male influencers who are fitness, and they're jumping them down. You can just see their dick jumping.
They're
up
ding-a-ling.
Yeah,
ding-a-ling. They're usually gay. Yeah. So you're probably like that.
It's good to look at sometimes.
Amusing.
I enjoy a little show every now and again. I don't need to see someone putting a dildo into their pants and jumping up and down.
So they basically now.
Are you sure this is on?
So there's these guys, you can now buy them on like Temu and stuff. It's like an imprint of a penis that you put in like your grey sweatpants or whatever, so that you see the penis. And some have gone as far as to have like
me trying to find it straight away.
I'm like, Paul, just go to your explore page. It comes up all the time. What are you like? Why are you lying? Where is it? Just go to the 10 you've saved.
How have I not seen this?
Yeah, it's a thing. So, and there's also, we were talking about it last week. This is boring because we were talking about it last week.
I don't know why we're talking about
this. The key thing is that basically there's some people who basically, they get engagement from it. So they like, people in the comments will be like, Jesus, like you nearly had my eye out with that. You know, this kind of like ping itself.
Couldn't find one
difference.
Anyway, yes,
today we are actually talking about things that are a little bit more positive. We are going to get into just our desert island products I don't know what you need home products for in a desert island, but if home or beauty, desert island things that we genuinely, there's no ads here, lads. Right. No
stuff
ads.
Stuff you couldn't live without.
Stuff you couldn't live without. Or things that are like do or die.
Or something that you bought that was like, that is actually deadly.
Yeah.
Right.
Not one fucking thing is actually decent.
Not one.
It's all shit.
Well, I have to say, I have like a few things that are like do or die products for me. One, like they haven't even fucking gifted me a thing in my life, but I actually, and nor do I want it because I love shopping. Like I love shopping beauty. Like I buy so much beauty products, even outside of like, I get, which is probably quite wasteful because I get sent loads of stuff, but I actually love going into Brown Thomas Beauty Hall and shopping creams and fucking.
It's actually like a David Attenborough documentary, watching him go into one of those things.
Yeah, it's like an animal in the wild.
Yeah, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing in the world to do. And I will.
And there is the homosexual looking at the concealers.
Swatching every lipstick.
On every fucking. Oh my God. I need to be showered, hosed down at the end of it. But I really, really enjoy a brand called Tatcha Skincare.
Their
dewy moisturizer is the best thing that has ever happened to me in my whole entire life. I absolutely love it. I feel fabulous when I put it on. It is a lovely experience using the product. I just fucking love it. It makes me, I actually have a problem. I have a problem.
I haven't even heard you speak of a product.
I know. Story of
Can I life. Just tell you that I get a high from buying beauty products. Like it's adrenaline rush.
Really? Oh. I went into Brown Thomas like probably once in my life, right? And I bought so much stuff I didn't need because I felt like your woman was looking at me like, oh, do you want this? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I can't. No, yeah. I am allergic.
So I love it. I'm like this. I might have it, but actually show it to me in 72 shades, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love it.
I buy it in red and I'll never wear it. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's lovely. I can't.
Tatcha Dewy Skin is my go-to. I have another thing that I'm quite interested to see what you think about in a second, but go on.
Okay. So one of my favorite home purchases has been the ice machine. Have you got an ice machine?
Do you no. have an ice machine? I used to have an American fridge and used to make ice. Then we moved and we got that thing so we couldn't stick pictures onto it.
Yeah,
and integrated.
Yeah.
No ice, lost all ice.
No. Yeah. So he bought me one for my birthday and it is
now that sounds like a shit present. Can I just say it sounds like a shit present? No, but see, so good.
People like buying Hoovers. Not.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Buy me a Hoover. I love
if
it.
If anyone buys me a Hoover or an ice machine, you'd be fucking out in your ear.
Yeah, see, I love that.
Yeah. Ice machine for me is probably up there.
And so much so that straight away my mum and dad went and bought an ice machine and my sister went and bought an ice machine.
Yeah,
so it's like a standalone unit.
You put water in and turns. How long are we waiting?
I'll show to you after. Literally, 15 minutes.
Not even 15 minutes. It starts the ice in like 2 minutes, and then you've got like,
you know, you can buy a bag of ice.
I tell you, no. I tell you the problem
that
here.
Is so not sustainable. The
problem, bag and ice.
Are you okay? You having a stroke?
Yeah,
there?
I had a stroke there. The thing is, you never run out of ice.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than like in the house. And
if you're doing parties.
Yeah.
And if you're doing parties, what you can do is you can pre-bag the ice and pop it into the thing as it continuously makes.
That's also not sustainable if you're bagging.
You can reuse the bags. I can wash them out. How dare you?
Also, we never have that many people in our house.
No, because it's just constantly.
Why are you lying?
It just never bagged.
I wasn't even asked that I want to keep ice.
You're a fucking liar. You're a liar. The fucking ice machine
even. You don't even have an ice machine.
He got ice. He got ice in his Diet Coke.
Paul's wait, you see next week, Paul. Here, collab with his new ice machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, the best ice cube I ever had.
They actually are very good. They're very, they're quite sexual looking ice cubes, aren't they?
Cylindrical.
They're like bullets.
I'm going to get an ice cube. Put that on the list. We're getting an ice machine.
Ice machine. Highly recommend. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Anything?
Anything live or die for.
We got a Hoover.
Oh.
One of them
more.
Hoovers.
Lads,
what kind of Hoover?
We are really showing our age here. An ice machine and fucking
is
Hoover.
A sharp so it's one of those, I don't even know what make it is because Eddie got it for me. It's like a Hoover's house for you, but it's a robot.
Love a robot.
Oh my God, right? Now I have this Hoover.
Can it get into all the nooks and crannies?
No, so you need a Hoover, like, to be honest. But when you're living in a house with 17 million kids like me.
Yeah.
We set it off in the morning and we set it off when we're in 4 o'clock in the morning as well, it goes off. So everyone's in bed. And you wake up with the house shining all the time. Now it can mop the floors. Never use that. The closet goes right in the kitchen. Like you'd never like.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
It's nice that it's there and I have the option. But the Hoover.
You're into
but
that
you
now.
Do need another Hoover to be fair.
Who was it was talking about the robot Hoover the other day? Jace in her house had a robot Hoover and thing. But I find this fascinating because I do think it's kind of interesting to like have something that just does like a little tidy up Hoover for you. Like it's not the deep Hoover. You'd still do your deep Hoover on a weekly basis, would you?
Oh yeah. Well, that goes off every day, but you'd need to do the corners.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Like, you'd see the, like, it'd be dusty, like, but it wouldn't be, like, dirty.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It'd be good for her with her little dirty trotters.
I'm worried that the Penny be afraid of it, though.
Oh, she's terrified of everything.
Oh, Teddy was terrified of it, barking at it, and to get used to it. It's a very noisy thing, actually. Probably actually isn't a great purchase at all. It's a noisy thing.
Going off at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I wouldn't wake up my kids. You'd have a party and the kids would be still asleep.
I'd be fucking Paul's music be going off. Paul plays music in the middle of the night for no reason.
Go.
I don't sleep. And basically I'm awake with and Paul fucking moves over. So if we had a robot Hoover be on in the middle of the night, I'd be up on
night. You don't have to set it in the middle of the night. I just have to have it going off twice a day.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to say he gives out about my music. I have it probably up on the one click up of sound.
I hear it. I can hear it.
Meanwhile, Star Trek Voyager.
Oh yeah, I do watch.
Volume 25 is playing in. Yeah,
But that puts me asleep. The music from that puts me asleep.
Yes.
It's the weirdest fucking thing.
And then sometimes when he's kind of half asleep.
Can't believe you
outed
me as being a Trekkie.
When he's half asleep, he kind of goes, oh, I don't like this episode. And he moves over to another episode.
Yeah. See, I don't sleep well, so I watch.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep well.
I have TV on all night, basically.
Do you ever dress up for Spock for him? Oh my gosh. I can see you more as a princess lady.
I've got a big phaser for you right here.
Oh my God, you guys are disgusting. It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing that it's basically, I have to watch something at night. There has to be like noise or else like my brain goes into a tailspin. But it has to be something that I've watched
before.
A million times.
I'm like that.
So basically I've watched it a million times
and Schitt's
over.
Schitt's Creek is another one
Schitt's
that we
Creek's
do.
Another one. And sometimes Sex and City, but Paul gets too invested.
I get too invested in it.
Oh yeah, and then you're up on night.
Yeah, Samantha's screaming out a window, cock-a-doodle-doo. Oh, gone.
Paul's fully invested. Like, Paul, I wake up and Paul's like fully still awake watching things.
Stop.
Half past two in the morning.
I'd have to have friends on now.
Yeah.
Friends.
Oh, no, not for me.
I actually did Friends for a while. I did do Friends. And Will and Grace I did for a while as well. But anyway, it's something I have watched a million times. Question, how are we all feeling about, because we're talking about products that we love. How are we all feeling about the move of TikTok Shop happening? Have you seen it now? Do you be on TikTok?
Not really.
Oh my God, I'm finding it quite interesting. I'm interested to see what happens.
The app. I can't just remember the post on it. I'm like, how do you post on this thing? I'm like, are the worst influencer ever.
I find.
What's your full-time job? Social media. How to get over TikTok? I actually don't know how to use that.
Do you know it took me probably a year and a half to figure out how Instagram works?
I well believe that.
I still believe that. Honestly. All right, Paul, I'm your guest.
How dare you, Paul? Here, you fucking get out. You can move in.
TikTok Shop rots me because in Ireland, it's not the equivalent of other TikTok shops. So what I want to buy is the $1.99 sponge that cleans your runners, like all that kind of stuff.
I want to buy shite.
But can you not buy shite on like Instagram? Is it not the same thing?
No.
Like, let's say I want to buy a lipstick over there. Can I not buy it over here?
No. So TikTok Shop now is like this thing where basically you can shop. I think they only have Irish brands on it at the moment.
Yeah.
And basically,
right,
you shop it and it's fulfilled by TikTok.
Yeah.
So TikTok are actually the ones sending it to you. And it's all heavily discounted. So like, there's like, you'll see
Be
like,
Perfect are on it.
Be Perfect do it all the time.
And Voodoo's are
like,
on it.
And Made by Mitchell, like, are like the curve case people are using
all
the time.
All lost on me.
They're like, this you can get for like €7. Yeah. Like literally like the MRS foundation went like viral on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I was very close.
But you could get it for like €13 or something.
I was very close because the only thing that I could buy, very close to buying 244 toilet rolls for €12. I was so close to buying that.
I would have bought them.
I know. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah, 100%. I'm there for toilet roll.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Sign me
up. Honestly, there's me like fucking buying them toilet rolls.
No, toilet rolls. That's sponges.
Cleaning stuff. Oh, yeah.
So basically, it's a new thing. So basically, the now influencers can make commission off selling through TikTok Shop. So it's like an affiliate link, except it goes straight into your like TikTok bank account, let's say. So you get a commission paid on what you sell. So if I sell 100 of Michelle's foundations, I get a percentage. No, you get like,
TikTok
differs.
TikTok is really good.
The percentage is really good. So you make like a commission off what you sell. But what it's doing is it's changing the type of TikTok content people are coming out. So it's like, instead of doing your usual like, get ready with me, whatever, people are like, buy this. It's fucking brilliant.
It's very aggressive.
Get your title off. Get your title off. I got this email.
The storm is coming.
Doomsday is coming.
Get your brand.
Lock yourself in your ass. I think you'd be great at it.
If I knew how it worked, is it easy to work?
Nah.
It's not. In 2042, you'll just about work it out.
I get anything wrong.
You get a robot at that stage.
Yeah.
No, it is quite complicated to set up, I think. I don't know.
Why don't they just make it easy?
Like, why don't they?
Like, I don't understand all the stuff you
do. And I also don't like the way the apps are changing like every day. I don't know what's happening.
Before we wrap, is there one thing that you've bought that you're like, that is
the biggest waste of time?
Probably the Hoover.
Did you get that for years of present?
I'm like, Hoover's a flop. I still actually have the Hoover, so technically, don't bother with the Hoover.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing? The Hoover. Wait, no, I hate it.
It's the fucking worst thing I've ever bought. Yeah. I probably bought, do you know what? Another Hoover, sorry. Probably another worst thing I bought.
Yeah.
So Daniel thought it'd be really good to get this Hoover that you plug into the wall. So it's the hose of a Hoover
that goes
into the wall. 10 meter hose.
Idea.
Right? And I was like, this is brilliant. Obsessed with it for about a year and a half. It's too fucking heavy. Carry around. If you only want to Hoover like the kitchen, it's grand if you're doing the whole house, the hose reached everywhere. Brilliant.
Oh.
You only But if you just want to put like to Hoover just one little thing, forget about it.
My uncle had this in Galway. He had an Airbnb. It's like this hole in the wall.
You stick it into the wall and off it goes.
And then it goes out under the, like my like tarmac and all out to the shed into like a big.
But and it's just not. And it's, you're not using it.
No, because
it's just redundant now.
It's too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay. When the Dyson needs to be cleaned, I'm like, man, get out the hose and Hoover out. But that little Hoover comes in handy, but you still need the Hoover, so
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're okay. All fucking shite, really. Yeah.
Everything is fucking shite, don't buy a thing.
I'm like, that's so handy. But you still need to Hoover, do it. Yeah, so really.
Yeah. What have we've had a few things. We've actually had a few things in this house that were just
the
like
Sage coffee machine.
Yeah, I hate saying it, but we really got in the COVID
it
thing.
It was COVID,
got,
like, and I was sold.
And it's so expensive; it was like €700 or something.
Yeah.
And it's piece fucking of shit.
We have one.
We still go and buy coffees from around the place. So I do want to get a bean.
So what are we going to do? We're going to buy another coffee machine.
Sage is going to send us a new one.
Not anymore, they won't.
But I don't want the whole measuring, fluffing coffee. I want you to grind the bean and put it in my cup straight away.
That's it.
I don't want to be involved.
So you need the new Sage one. So the new Sage one, I was going to buy it because Eddie loves the coffee, right?
Yeah.
And he has that coffee machine.
Okay.
Can't work it. Forget about it.
Yeah.
It's me you're talking about. Can't even post on.
This. Like,
No.
No.
So I just have instant coffee. Okay. Maxwell House.
Maxwell Nest House. Cafe,
whatever you're having.
Maxwell House.
Well, now I'm drinking fucking decaf everything.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's okay. Sad.
Yeah,
sad.
No, it's so sad.
Don't get the new coffee machine until you're done.
Yeah. Push present.
On that, you just press it. Push present. You just press it. You want a latte?
Yeah.
Press it. And it gives you a latte. See, none of this. What is that?
See, we're basic. We just drink black coffees.
Yeah, we drink Americanos. Yeah.
So what are you going out for them for? Make it yourself. Don't be so lazy. No. Notions.
No, because it's not nice.
No,
the,
it's not
the
as
instant
nice.
One isn't nice.
It's not.
You want
nice.
Like a proper, like.
You like it. Try a couple of them.
No.
And the coffee people out there, send the lads a couple.
Us. No. We like the idea. I hate that coffee machine for sure. Absolutely hate that. What else did we get that's actually a bit fucking shite? That's quite a few things. I feel like I bought a lighting rig. Like, I bought so many lights when I started out, like, doing content creation. There's a shed out there with I could light up fucking the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, you could.
With the fucking lights I have. And most of them are actually, I just don't know how to do it.
It's the lighting in rooms.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
I always
it
feel
is
like,
very hard.
Because we create all of our content mainly at night because we work during the day. So I always feel like we're desperately just trying to make it look nice.
The lighting is so hard when you're trying to record.
Hole. Yeah. Pain in the hole.
I got the arch in my walk-in wardrobe.
I seen.
I was like, I can do all my content. Because you know what I always find hard when you have kids? There's mess everywhere.
Yeah.
The space. People like,
you just need a wall.
I just need a little space to be clean.
Yeah.
And I was like, that space will always be clean.
Yeah.
It's too fucking dark.
Yeah.
And I'm either too yellow, too bright, too, I can't get the light in my.
Wait, I forgot there's something that I absolutely fucking hate in this house.
Oh God.
And it's not my fault.
Oh, it's mine.
It's Paul's fault. Oh. The fucking TV in the front room is the shittest fucking thing I've ever in my life.
Yeah.
When I say, we couldn't talk about it for a while because Paul knew how much I hated it. And Paul felt responsible because he went out and bought it.
Yeah. And it was expensive. I think it was €600 or €700. Like, it wasn't.
All the shit stuff is. Do you ever find that?
So fucking shit.
You spend when so I much say, money,
what even make is it?
TLC.
Well, that should have given. I mean, I would have never left the shop.
They sponsor some
TLC.
Football team.
Well, oh wow! Oh my God! Wow. Then they must be a reputable brand. If I had gone in to buy that telly, I probably would have spent stupid amount of money, but I would have left with a Samsung or something we know.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
LG. Whereas I've always bought LGs.
Paul's like this
for TV.
I got a TLC by Timu TV. It was a great bargain. I'm like, for fuck's sake, the TV doesn't fucking turn on though.
It was
though,
in Power City.
It's fucking wind up. It's a fucking wind up TV.
And all I do.
We've had
say,
so many fights about this TV.
You have told me about this. What have you done?
I will buy a new TV right now.
Fucking
on
buy
my
it.
My fucking phone.
Yeah. Buy it.
Yeah, no problem.
Buy it. And then I'll sell TLC and say it's great.
You'll see next week on the episode that there's a whole new TV in the fucking setup. Whole new TV. So they're the things. Well, actually, we didn't really talk about the things we love. We just talked about all the stuff we fucking hate. So great episode.
Well, there I talked about Uber. I loved. And I realised I actually
you have a love hate relationship.
I do have a love hate relationship with
Uber. Just like I love how we were like, no, we're going to be positive this week. Yeah. No.
Yeah. We're just a miserable.
No, you're just like,
wait, so you're so bad. I'm like a fucking Uber.
Well, that's it for our bonus episode this week. We hope you enjoyed. We will have another episode out next week. Who knows what the fuck we're going to be talking about then?
But it'll be good fun.
It will be good fun. Join us, subscribe, like us, rate us,
review us.
Know.
But send only 5 stars.
Send us a nude. Do whatever you want.
Oh, slide into them DMs. Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us again,
thanks
Rachel.
So much,
and we'll have you back again soon when you have.
Our night out.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not here,
Here, though, the night out, night in. Because I'm a hermit.
Oh,
I don't
love
go
that.
Outside.
Yeah, no, I like nights out.
Yeah, we'll just say.
But nights out,
okay, great. I'll be out in the town.
Yeah.
We'll see you when you come home.
And thanks so much, guys. We'll see you at the next one. Bye.
Bye.